During the regular meeting, June 20, the town of Verdon Council received the monthly policing report from RCMP Sergeant Helen Goodman. During discussion, Count. Travis Penner asked about the procedure for communicating with the public if a serious incident occurs within town limits or the immediate area. Goodman explained that the local police would use the force's social media channels but that the information is not posted locally, which may result in some delay. For these folks on the ground to get a message out, it comes from here, and then, D Division in Winnipeg has to authorize it, put it into both official languages and then pass it to a Westman Emergency Group, WEG, member or send it out provincially, said Cowan. Mark Savvy, who serves as Verdon's deputy mayor and WEG co-coordinator. Cowan. Bruce Dunning queried whether there is a reporting relationship between the police, the town's administrative staff and elected officials, particularly if public safety may be compromised. Mayor Tina Williams responded that such messages are circulated to her, Savvy and Chief Administrative Officer Rhonda Stewart. If one of us is away and they want to set something up, one of the three of us is going to be around. I don't want to be the only one getting those messages, she said. Penner, meanwhile, expressed concern about a recent occurrence on Provincial Road 257 where the information ended up being distorted by heresy and rumors. Word on the street went from an arrest to 9 people killed, he said. Goodman clarified that she would be able to make direct contact before that happens, possibly raising fears that may be unfounded. I can, right away, let Mayor Tina Williams know that this is what's going on, before the rumors fly, she said. Penner asked about a reference point which local citizens could check if they hear about something that needs to be clarified. It depends on what you want out there, because if we're still investigating something we don't want too much out there and that is where I, as the detachment commander, will have to go to the district, Goodman said. Dunning reiterated that the biggest concern surrounding an event is whether or not people living in the area are safe. Cowan. Jesse Cruikshank urged Goodman to notify council so they can respond to inquiries from citizens in a timely manner. We have to be careful, as a council, that we don't interfere with the police investigation, Savvy said. The lines of communication are open so we will know if a person is in custody, what's happened and is the community safe. If you are not safe, we will get that out, Williams added. Airport lot prices. The purchase price for lots at the Verdon Municipal Airport, which will accommodate the relocation of hangars due to facility expansion, was set by council. For those forced to move, regardless of hangar size, the price will be $5,000 per lot, rising to $7,500 after 1 year. Should the owner of a hangar decide to move it, but not be required to, the price for buildings up to 20,000 square feet will be $7,500, which will be valid for 5 years. If a lot is not purchased, regular lease rates will be applicable to the end of the term. Municipal golf tournament approval was given for a team of up to 4 town employees to participate, with entry fees paid, in the 31st Annual Municipal Best Ball Foursome Golf Tournament at the Deloraine Golf and Country Club on July 20. Appointment to Satellite Medical School Committee. Council passed a motion appointing Mark Savvy as the town's representative on the Satellite Medical School Committee. The committee's objective is to facilitate the training of aspiring medical practitioners from rural areas at Brandon University rather than in Winnipeg. Other members include RM of Wallace Woodworth, Deputy Reeve Val Caldwell and Archie McPherson, Reeve of the RM of Pipestone. Storefront Improvement Policy. Amended amendments to the Storefront Improvement Grant Policy enacted in 2012 received council approval. Applications for the 2023 intake are being accepted up to August 15. The town reserves the right to approve all completed work and to grant less than the requested amount based on available funding. A final report and invoices, receipts for eligible expenses, along with proof of payment, must be submitted. Providing all requirements are met, the funds will be issued within 30 days. Website Management. Council accepted a quote from Catalyst Technologies Canada Limited for website management for May 1, 2023 to April 30, 2027. TOGP ICE RATESA schedule of winter ice rental rates for the Tundra Oil and Gas Place, TOGP Arena received council approval. Primetime, designated as weekdays from 4 p.m. to closing and all weekends will be charged at $121 per hour. Non-primetime, designated as weekdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., will be $65 per hour. A new addition this year is Morning Ice, from 6:30 to 9 a.m. on weekdays, at $50 per hour. TOGP operating HOURSTOGP will operate on statutory holidays as follows: Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Labor Day, Good Friday, Remembrance Day, Closed Louis Riel Day, Victoria Day, Civic Day, Easter Monday, Thanksgiving Monday, open limited hours for Canada Day, swimming pool only. The booking of ice time on statutory holidays will be charged at regular prime time and non-prime rates and subject to the zero cancellation policy. Milling AP proved council authorized a $40,000 increase in the value of the cost-sharing agreement between the town and Manitoba Transportation and Infrastructure for the paving of King Street and 7th Avenue South, to cover the cost of milling the curb lanes in preparation for resurfacing.